You're listening to Geek This, the pop culture podcast with minimal nerd rage.
Hey there, welcome to Geek This. I am your host, Dave Clements, and typically on the podcast, we talk about movies and comics, but this week, I'm going to step back a little and cover some news stories that I found interesting, and after that, there's something more important that I'd like to take a second for. So, let's go ahead and get into those stories, shall we? The folks at comicbook.com released an article this week about the new Marvel Comics price point of $5. DC Comics has stated numerous times that they would stick to the $2.99 tag, but have jumped back to $4 on occasion. Marvel is sticking with their $5 price tag, even though they say they are interested in grabbing the attention of new readers. Now, admittedly, I don't read the latest issues of very many comics. I typically wait for trades or I borrow copies in order to get caught up or hopefully find back issues or, you know, recent issues digitally through Amazon or Comixology. So pricing has always been a problem for me personally, and I don't have as much disposable income as other comic fans. So when I do have the spare cash, I have to travel about 30 miles just to get a single issue. And to be honest, it's not always worth it for me to support my local comic book shop, even though I really, really, really want to. So for me, the $5 tag is enough to keep me away from single issues for now. But I'd love to hear what you have to say about the subject. Is that a price point that is too high in order to grab the latest Marvel issues? Is that stopping you? Also, how many books are you reading on average? And does this new price point play into what you're reading? And then obviously, what are you reading? My reading lately has been dominated by DC lately, so I'm a little out of the Marvel loop, and I'm just interested in what you're reading, and, I like getting recommendations. Jeff Johns is a beloved comic book writer and just figure for DC fans, and heck, maybe even some Marvel fans who have crossed over, like me. And this is mainly because his stories surround characters and those stories stay true to who they are while expanding on their legacy. So in addition to being a top writer, he was most recently the president and chief creative officer for DC Entertainment. This week, however, he stepped down from that role in order to launch Mad Ghost Productions, which has an exclusive deal with Warner Brothers. And this is going to let him have a little more control over the DC movie and TV properties. And he's going to be working on some other films and shows outside of DC, from what I understand. He said in a statement, "I took on a role at DCE because I love the characters in this universe more than anything, but I want to spend my days writing and on set. I'm thrilled to get back to a more hands-on creative role. It's a dream job on dream projects, reaching even deeper into DC's vast pantheon of characters." One of his writing and producing gigs outside of Wonder Woman 2 and Aquaman will be a Green Lantern Corps film, so obviously, he's very familiar with that character set, and, you know, that's promising. Rumor has it that Hal Jordan and John Stewart, are going to be the main Green Lanterns in that story. He is also working on a couple series for the upcoming DC Universe service that I will talk about in a future episode once I get a few more details. And he is also launching a pop-up imprint for DC called The Killing Zone, which is going to focus on some smaller DC characters. So the man is going to be busy, but I'm sure it's going to be for the best. I'm sure we're going to get some really awesome things from him and from DC and Warner Brothers. Hopefully, this means that the DCEU movies will be getting better. So, fingers crossed. So I'm going to end the news section with what might just be the weirdest thing I ran into so far this week. I wasn't expecting it. Leah Thompson, who most of us will remember as Marty McFly's mom in Back to the Future, she is going to be pitching a movie in the next couple weeks to the folks over at Marvel. And that movie, of course, it's a reboot of Howard the Duck. Apparently, she's pretty excited to see the character pop up in the MCU, and she wants to convince the company to let her direct a reimagined version. And if you've never seen the original movie, Leah Thompson plays Beverly Switzer, who is Howard's love interest. And as for the quality of the movie, well, you would think that with George Lucas behind it, something good would come of it, but... I'm going to review it in an upcoming episode. David Hunt gave me a DVD copy because he is an awesome friend like that. And it's been a long time since I've seen it. If I have seen it, which I don't remember, I've seen parts of it. And I've heard that it's not great. That is going to do it for this week's news. If you find something you want me to cover here on the show, be sure to fill out the contact form over at geekthispodcast.com and use the subject line Geek This News. Before I end the episode, I want to talk about some sensitive subjects. They could be triggers for you, so if you're not comfortable hearing someone talk about depression and things related to it, I would strongly encourage you to skip the rest of the episode, the next few minutes. And most importantly, if you struggle with depression or thoughts of suicide, please seek professional help. Last week, there were a couple news stories that I have very little doubt you missed. One was about fashion designer Kate Spade, and the other was about celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain. Due to their own battles with depression, they both chose to end their lives. And some people are going to say that suicide is a selfish thing to do. Some people will begin these long conversations on the afterlife of these two people and other people that commit suicide. But what I really think needs to be addressed is this. We as a society, as a country, as human beings in general, we need to address depression and recognize it as a mental illness. Suicide is a very real result of that mental illness too. They always go hand in hand. Originally, I wanted to share my own story, but I was writing and just trying to kind of get a good, obviously not fictionalize anything, but I wanted to give a good narrative to what I have encountered. And I did revision after revision after revision, and finally, I really got to thinking about it, and you know, I realized that, one, I need more time for that story to, you know, I need to figure out what I want to say and how I want to say it. It isn't something that I can just write up in a day or two. It's going to take some time. Also, I was thinking, you know, maybe a show like Geek This isn't the right platform to share such personal and intimate details of my life. But I do want to say this. For the last 8 years, I have fought this monster that is depression. And I want to be clear that depression isn't just having a down day where you just feel a little bit off. It isn't waking up and just saying, I don't want to go to work. There is very real despair and the need to shut yourself off from the entire world, including people that you love and people that need you to be there and participate in their lives. It's very real and it's very serious, and it is not anything that you should be ashamed of if you encounter it. So if you deal with depression, or if you know somebody who has, or even if you don't, you need to be aware of how serious it is. I can't get that across enough. And I'm not just bringing this subject up because it's the latest celebrity gossip. That's not what this show has ever been about. And it's not even about personal issues. But authenticity is a cornerstone of this show. And when I do this show, you're getting me. And this is part of me. Depression is part of me. And I don't always convey it, because who really wants to listen to a podcast where the guy is depressed all the time trying to talk about comic books or movies or whatever it is that I decide to cover? I have to push some of that down in order to record and in order to tell the story that I need to tell or convey the information that I need to get through every episode. I'm bringing all of this up because in just the last couple of weeks, I've been fighting this very battle. I've been very withdrawn from anybody that I can be. You can ask my wife, you can ask both of my little girls. I've not been me. And if I'm completely honest, that was part of the reason that I had to step away during the month of May. Yes, I took a vacation with my family, and I probably didn't enjoy it as much as I should because I was dealing with that, with depression. But I haven't slept well in the last month. I sleep, I go to bed maybe about 11, sometimes 12 every night, and then I sleep until about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I just wake up very anxious. And part of it is probably, my day job. Part of it is money and bills and things like that, but there's just this weight on me. And even last weekend, it was really rough, to a point where I had to make excuses for why I wasn't being very interactive with family at family gatherings. I literally came up to my wife and said, I need to go buy a new shirt, because this one's too short. I said that, and maybe part of it was true, but the other part was I needed a break. I couldn't be around people and fake it anymore. So luckily, I've had a better week this week. It's Tuesday as I record this. It's Wednesday or later as you're hearing this. This week has been a better week. Today's been a little weird because I've had to think about what I wanted to say here. This isn't all off the top of my head. I wish it was. I'm not that great of an improvisational master. But regardless, I guess what I'm saying is I'm having a better week this week. But I know, and my wife knows, that it's only a matter of time before things start feeling dark again. So I am going to To follow my own advice, I am going to be looking into doctors to see what kind of help they can provide me. And I just want to encourage you that if you are dealing with depression, whether you think it's mild depression or it's really dark and heavy and not fun, I mean, depression is never fun, please go seek professional help. I know it's not easy to ask for somebody else's assistance, but it can save your life. Things can get so bad that you think, why in the world am I here? What am I contributing to society or to my family or to anything? I've been there, still there sometimes. But if you have or you are contemplating suicide, please, 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 please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Their number, if you want to write it down, and you can call it right now, it'll be in the link in the show notes too. It's 1-800-273-8255. Please call that number if you need help. That's what they're there for. And I really encourage you to do that, because this is not just a I feel bad kind of thing. It is a legitimate mental illness that could take your life someday. On a more personal note, if you want somebody to talk to, I would be more than happy to talk to you. I probably need more people to talk to, because I've been there. I'm still there. I know what you're going through, or I can relate better than, you know, some random Joe Schmo who may or may not have dealt with it before. So if you want to reach out to me through the contact form on the website, geekthispodcast.com, I promise anything that comes through that contact form goes straight to me. I'm the only person that reads it. It gets forwarded to my personal email. So please do that if you feel the need. And if not, that's okay too. Just get help if you need it. And if you don't struggle with depression, but you know somebody that does, reach out to them and be an encouragement. Let them know that they do matter, because everybody matters. And it doesn't matter if they're a celebrity or not, you know, people matter. So that's going to do it. No fancy outro or anything like that. Just simply stay strong, get help, and I'll talk to you next week. And hopefully it'll be a much more happy episode.